available at Hewlett.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We have a heat advisory in effect until 9 p.m. for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Heat advisory till 8 p.m. for Allen and Greenwood counties. Heat advisory till 7 p.m. for Lynn and Miami counties. It is 99 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 112. 97 in Topeka, where it feels like 107. It's 306.
From NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We have news headlines coming your way in about 12 minutes. At 3:36, the parents of Nolan Wells, a young man found dead on Horn Island in Mississippi, are holding a funeral for him today. Wells was friends with some people. They went out for an event on the 4th of July. Nolan Wells did not return home. What is the status of this case and the investigation? All coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
August 4th, mark your calendar, is primary election day in Kansas, each party choosing its candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate. It is a very crowded field, but you can hear the candidates in their own words. We asked them to tell KPR listeners why you should vote for them. You can hear their responses right now online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
A heat advisory until 9 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area. Heat advisory till 8 tonight for Allen and Greenwood counties, till 7 tonight for Lynn and Miami counties. The time is 3:20. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support. This is NPR News.
The Iran war is escalating with several U.S. service members killed and hundreds wounded over the weekend. Now Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is heading to Congress looking for a $350 billion funding boost. That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow featuring Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up in about 40 seconds. At just about 3:44, we are going to learn the story of the first Native American woman to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's all coming up on KPR. It's 3:30.
Go.
You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the state will receive more than $225,000 from a multi-state settlement with genetic testing company 23andMe over a data breach. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The breach impacted more than 51,000 Kansans. Kansas and 42 other states are a part of the lawsuit settlement. The payment to Kansas is relatively small, but the affected people were eligible to apply for part of a nearly $47 million class action agreement. The settlement resolves allegations that the genetic testing company failed to use reasonable security measures before a data breach exposed the personal and genetic information of millions of customers worldwide. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
State of Kansas has made progress to lower its food assistance program payment error rate but may still have to pay millions for the program next year. The One Big Beautiful Bill requires each state to pay for part of SNAP if their error rate is 6%. Kansas would have to pay around $40 million based on its recent error rate of 9.4%. That's down from 9.9% in the prior year. Elizabeth Kiever is the chief resource officer with Harvesters, a regional food bank. She says things like the government shutdown have affected the rate's accuracy.
We need Congress to delay these changes, or else we are going to see the SNAP benefits disappear across the country state by state because states cannot afford the additional dollars for these programs.
Unless Congress delays the changes, states could start paying next October. Residents of the Lansing Correctional Facility in northeast Kansas are tending more than an acre of fruit and vegetables as part of a mentoring program. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson has the story.
At Lansing's campus for people overcoming addiction, residents are growing tomatoes, corn, and other food and cooking what they harvest. It's part of the campus's focus on connecting residents with mentors. Leaders of the Kansas City Urban Farm Co-op, like Nicolette Page Davis, help out.
The joy that a person will find in planting a seed and watching it grow is something that teaches patience and it teaches care.
The farm co-op has been scraping together supplies for Lansing's garden, such as seeds and a 150-foot hose, with help from community donations. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Heat advisories in effect throughout the entire KPR listening area for most of us. The heat advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight, ending a little earlier in Allen, Greenwood, Lynn, and Miami counties. And a heat advisory will go into effect once again tomorrow, beginning at 11 a.m. for Anderson and Coffee counties. The time is 3:35.
This is all. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In downtown Kansas City, Kansas, more than 400 Native Americans are buried in a cemetery right next to the KCK Public Library. The fight to protect the Huron Indian National Cemetery made history when Lyda Conley became the first Native American woman to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. That battle in the courts and in the cemetery itself is the subject of a new book by Stephanie Bennett, Samantha Gill, and Ty Edwards. The three of them stopped by the KPR studios last week to speak with Kay McIntyre about Lyda Conley and the cemetery where many of her Wyandotte ancestors are buried.
When they first came to the
Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, and he proposes legislation for the cemetery to be protected, which Congress passes and the president signs, and that's how the cemetery is protected by law, and the sale is ended, at least during that period. And so, you know, we might say she lost the battle, but she won the war.
We've been listening to Ty Edwards, Samantha Gill, and Stephanie Bennett, editors of Lyda Conley and the Fight to Preserve Huron Indian Cemetery. They spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on demand. Check out Prairie Journal at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, the war with Iran is escalating again, and several U.S. service members have been killed in recent days. We will get you the latest coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
It is a hot one outside. Well, you would presume outside, of course. 97 degrees in Topeka. Feels like 107. It is 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things Considered.
Or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
NPR comes from the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Heat advisories in effect throughout the KPR listening area at this hour. It is 98 degrees in Emporia. Feels like 104. It's 4:06.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in 12 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. At 4:36, the source of the Cyclospora outbreak that has sickened thousands of Americans remains unclear, but food safety experts say budget cuts at state and local health departments have not helped the situation.
The slowness of the response, the lack of answers, the confusion are all warning signs that our public health programs are under strain.
An update on that story, plus we'll be talking about USAID cuts in Nigeria, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
You may have noticed that it is just stupid hot outside. Heat advisory till 9 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Till 8 p.m. for Allen and Greenwood counties, till 7 p.m. for Lynn and Miami counties. We have a different heat advisory going into effect at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, running through 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the poor souls in Anderson and Coffee counties. Sorry, guys. It's just going to be hot. Take it easy. Don't overexert yourself. Drink lots of water. Stay in the shade. Get into air conditioning if you can. Check on your friends and neighbors. Check on your relatives. And have a special thought for your pets. Give them plenty of water and shade. It's 4:20.
For NPR comes from this. Of your unsung hero. Record a voice memo on your phone and email it to myunsunghero@hiddenbrain.org.
Support for My Unsung Hero comes from Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person. with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at Viking.com.
This is NPR News.
The Iran war is escalating with several U.S. service members killed and hundreds wounded over the weekend. Now Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is heading to Congress looking for a $350 billion funding boost. That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
News headlines are coming up in about 45 seconds. Heat advisories in effect throughout the KPR listening area. It is currently 98 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like 110. The time is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the state will receive more than $225,000 from a multi-state settlement with genetic testing company 23andMe over a data breach. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The breach impacted more than 51,000 Kansans. Kansas and 42 other states are a part of the lawsuit settlement. The payment to Kansas is relatively small, but the affected people were eligible to apply for part of a nearly $47 million class action agreement. The settlement resolves allegations that the genetic testing company failed to use reasonable security measures before a data breach exposed the personal and genetic information of millions of customers worldwide. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The state of Kansas has made progress in lowering its food assistance program payment error rate, but may still have to pay millions for the program next year. The One Big Beautiful Bill requires each state to pay for part of SNAP if their error rate is 6%. Kansas would have to pay around $40 million based on its recent error rate of 9.4%. That's down from 9.9%. in the previous year. Elizabeth Kiever is the chief resource officer with Harvesters, a regional food bank. She says things like the government shutdown have affected the rate's accuracy.
We need Congress to delay these changes, or else we are going to see the SNAP benefits disappear across the country state by state because states cannot afford the additional dollars for these programs.
Unless Congress delays the changes, states could start paying next October. U.S. Representative Charisse Davids is calling on the Trump administration to release funding that supports local museums and cultural organizations. The Kansas Democrat and Emanuel Cleaver II, a Missouri Democrat, have sent a letter to the director of the Federal Office of Management and Budget. In the letter, the members of Congress say President Trump signed a bill authorizing more than $30 million in funding for national heritage areas more than 5 months ago. But they say many organizations have still not received the promised funding. Davids and Cleaver say the delay is causing significant strain on the organizations, which are already stretched thin by small budgets. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a heat advisory until 9 p.m. for virtually all of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, and the Kansas City metro area. We have a heat advisory till 8 p.m. for Allen and Greenwood counties, a heat advisory till 7 p.m. for Lynn and Miami counties, and an additional heat advisory tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Anderson and Coffee counties. Tonight's low throughout the KPR listening area, only getting down to the upper 70s.
This is All Things.
Every weekday morning on NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Coming up at about 5:10 in the United Kingdom today, Andy Burnham took over as Prime Minister.
I will put the care of people at the heart of everything I do.
Burnham is the UK's 7th Prime Minister in the last 10 years. We'll tell you more about the transition and what to expect from Andy Burnham in terms of policy coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 98 degrees in Lawrence, but feels like 110.
This is all sent teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. From DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. And from Sleep Number, offering 3 mattress collections with personalized features and the goal of providing people more choices based on their needs. Learn more at sleepnumber.com or a Sleep Number store. This is NPR.
News stories don't start in a newsroom. They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is 100 degrees in Manhattan. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
98 degrees in Lawrence feels like 109. 100 degrees in Manhattan feels like 108. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:30. At 5:44, a Wyandotte woman made history back in 1910 when she appeared before the U.S. Supreme Court. She was the first Native American woman to argue a case in the U.S. Supreme Court. And we will hear about her efforts to protect a cemetery in downtown Kansas City, Kansas.
I have tried to save the cemetery from being desecrated by law. And now I will take care of it myself, law or no law.
Lyda Conley and the fight to preserve Huron Indian Cemetery. That is coming up here on KPR at 5:44.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
Kansas is holding its primary election on August 4th. Mark your calendars now. With more than 20 candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate, it can be hard to keep track of who's who and what each of them wants to accomplish. So we asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear them on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Get yourself informed and be sure to vote. It's 98 degrees in Topeka, where it feels like 107. The time is 5:20. Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the very latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, offering tickets for the 2026-27 season American Icons, celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary. Bernstein to Gershwin and more. Details at topekasymphony.org.
Heat advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for pretty much all of the KPR listening area, with a couple of small exceptions. But it does include Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Emporia, and the greater Kansas City metro. It is 5:30.
Producing more of those hot, dry, windy days and some wildfires. For example, in 2023, we had major ones in Quebec. Scientists found that those wildfires were 2 to 4 times more likely due to climate change.
In Canada, about 200 fires are still burning out of control. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The state of Kansas has made progress in lowering its food assistance program payment error rate, but it may still have to pay millions for the program next year. The One Big Beautiful Bill requires each state to pay for part of SNAP if their error rate is 6%. Kansas would have to pay around $40 million based on its recent error rate of 9.4%. That's actually down from 9.9% in the previous year. Elizabeth Kiever is the chief resource officer with Harvesters, a regional food bank. She says things like the government shutdown have affected the rate's accuracy.
We need Congress to delay these changes, or else we are going to see the SNAP benefits disappear across the country state by state, because states cannot afford the additional dollars for these programs.
Unless Congress delays the changes, states could start paying next October. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the state will receive more than $225,000 from a multi-state settlement with genetic testing company 23andMe over a data breach. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The breach impacted more than 51,000 Kansans. Kansas and 42 other states are a part of the lawsuit settlement. The payment to Kansas is relatively small, but the affected people were eligible to apply for part of a nearly $47 million class action agreement. The settlement resolves allegations that the genetic testing company failed to use reasonable security measures before a data breach exposed the personal and genetic information of millions of customers worldwide. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Residents of the Lansing Correctional Facility in northeast Kansas are tending more than an acre of fruit and vegetables as part of a mentoring program. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson has the story.
At Lansing's campus for people overcoming addiction, residents are growing tomatoes, corn, and other food and cooking what they harvest. It's part of the campus's focus on connecting residents with mentors. Leaders of the Kansas City Urban Farm Co-op, like Nicolette Page Davis, help out.
The joy that a person will find in planting a seed and watching it grow is something that teaches patience and it teaches care
The farm co-op has been scraping together supplies for Lansing's garden, such as seeds and a 150-foot hose, with help from community donations. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Heat advisories in effect throughout the KPR listening area through at least 7 o'clock tonight. For most of it's in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. And a different heat advisory goes into effect tomorrow at 11 a.m., running through 7 o'clock tomorrow night for Anderson and Coffee counties. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered.
Unanswered questions about when or whether Embassy State Department.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In downtown Kansas City, Kansas, more than 400 Native Americans are buried in a cemetery right next to the KCK Public Library. The fight to protect the Huron Indian National Cemetery made history when Lyda Conley became the first Native American woman to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. That battle in the courts and in the cemetery itself is the subject of a new book by Stephanie Bennett, Samantha Gill, and Ty Edwards. The three of them stopped by the KPR studios last week to speak with Kay McIntyre about Lyda Conley and the cemetery where many of her Wyandotte ancestors are buried.
When they first came to the
media coverage for this, again, over a period of years by that point, that Charles Curtis, who is the senator from Kansas, some of you may know also Kanza, right, the Kaw Nation, he is serving in the U.S. Senate at the time representing Kansas, and he's aware of this. He also serves on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. And he proposes legislation for the cemetery to be protected, which Congress passes and the president signs, and that's how the cemetery is protected by law, and the sale is ended, at least during that period. And so, you know, we might say she lost the battle, but she won the war.
That was Ty Edwards, Samantha Gill, and Stephanie Bennett, the editors of Lyda Conley and the Fight to Preserve Huron Indian Cemetery. They spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. Just click on Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, the war with Iran is escalating again, and several U.S. service members have been killed in recent days.
With these deaths, it makes 17 U.S. military personnel now reported killed and 430 wounded.
President Trump says Iran will be made to pay for each killing, quote, several times over. We'll tell you what we know at this hour coming up on KPR. 97 degrees in Emporia, feels like 105. It is 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things by Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at scisimsfoundation.org. And from Progressive Insurance, committed to helping homeowners compare and choose home insurance from a network of companies in one place with Home Quote Explorer. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, we report on history as we know it and as it's happening. Connect the latest headlines back to the past every morning on NPR.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.